Chapter 6, verse 2, it said that we need to bear each other's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. But in verse 5, it looks like, Ron, do you have the, in verse 5, it says we should bear each other's burdens. Well, I resolved that contradiction by an illustration the Lord himself gave us in Deuteronomy 32:10-12, in which he said, this is, he shielded Israel and cared for him. He guarded him as the apple of his eye, like an eagle that stirs up its nest and hovers over its young, that spreads its wings to catch them and carries them on its pinions. The Lord led alone him. No foreign god was with him. Anyway, that's the slide that I was hoping would be up. When we get comfortable, just like the eagle stirs up the nest and kicks its chicks out, the Lord does that to us. And so then we say, oh, help me, help me. And then the Lord swoops in, the Holy Spirit, like an eagle, carrying the little eaglet on its back. That was a very, very difficult thing to get. I searched the internet over and over again, and finally I found a photograph of an eaglet riding on its mother's back. Well, then after that, the eagle takes the eaglet and flips it over, and now it's on its own. So, this is Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, where we bear each other's burdens and fulfill the law of Christ. And then we get flipped over, we bear our own burdens. That's the illustration. Isn't that good how God uses nature? Okay, let's go talk to him about it. Dear Lord, we thank you that you got so many good things in nature, so many good illustrations, and sometimes when we are too comfortable, you kick us out of our comfort zone, and then we cry out for help, just like David did so many times in his Psalms, and you come and help us, and realize that you are God, and so we rely upon you to speak to us today through a good message to yourself. Amen.